Tuesday, December 1st, World AIDS Day. According to UN estimates, some 33.4 million people are infected with the HIV virus worldwide, including 2.1 million children. Emer McCarthy has this report.
In the last year alone, 2.7 million people became infected with the virus. 2 million others died from AIDS. This year's theme is universal access and human rights, and President of Caritas Internationalis, Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Madariaga, has called for immediate action to prevent the deaths of children with HIV in poorer countries. Caritas has launched a campaign called Heart for Children, which stands for Highly Active Antiretroviral Therapy, the term given to treatment regimens to aggressively suppress viral replication and slow the progress of HIV. Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis, Leslie Ann Knight, says that the right treatment is possible to help eliminate mother-to-child infection.
It is possible to eliminate that. If we are able to screen mothers, to test mothers while they're pregnant, if we can detect a mother in her pregnancy as being at risk of passing the virus onto her child, first and foremost, we can treat that mother before the child is born. We can treat the child then immediately after the birth. If we are able to, at say 18 months or 2 years of that child's life, then adapt the medicines, that child has an excellent chance of surviving it. What we need though is, and this is part of our campaign as Caritas now, is to encourage first and foremost pharmaceutical companies to hear this, to hear the fact that we do not have appropriate medicines for babies and for small children. We don't have the resources that it would take. It's a lot more than simply providing medicines. We need as well to be able to care for the whole person. A small baby or a mother taking very heavy doses of antiretroviral drugs needs proper nutrition. They need adequate food. They need clean water. They also need assistance in being able to come for regular checks to clinics, say. That means transport. All of this is part of a holistic program. That's the key to success.
Well, the Caritas Internationalis program is just one example of how the Catholic Church has been working on the front lines in the fight against AIDS. Pope Benedict has been calling for greater international efforts to combat AIDS and HIV. Chris Altieri tells us more about what the Holy Father had to say ahead of World AIDS Day to raise awareness about the deadly virus.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, il primo dicembre prossimo ricorre la giornata mondiale contro l'AIDS. Il mio pensiero e la mia preghiera vanno ad ogni persona colpita da questa malattia, in particolare ai bambini, ai più poveri, a quanti sono rifiutati.
Speaking at the Angelus prayer with the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square this Sunday, the Holy Father looked forward to the World AIDS Day, which falls on Tuesday, December 1st.
La Chiesa non cessa di prodigarsi per combattere l'AIDS.
Pope Benedict recalled the ceaseless efforts of the Church in helping those afflicted with the disease and made an appeal for increased and coordinated efforts to win the struggle against HIV/AIDS once and for all.
Auspico infine che moltiplicando e coordinando gli sforzi si giunga a fermare e debellare questa malattia.
Some encouraging news in the battle against the deadly disease came this past week in a joint UNAIDS-WHO report detailing significant drops in rates of both infection and mortality in the period from 2001 to 2008, especially in sub-Saharan Africa.
To hear more about the good news outlined in that report, we spoke to senior epidemiologist at UNAIDS, Karen Stanecki, who says there has been a significant drop in new infections in sub-Saharan Africa.
There is about 17% fewer new infections in 2008 than what happened in 2001, which is good news. And most progress has been made in sub-Saharan Africa. We're also seeing some declines in new infections in East Asia and Southeast Asia. We feel confident that this is a clear sign that focused HIV prevention efforts are making a difference. We also are estimating that there have been declines in AIDS deaths over the past 5 years by about 10%. And this is because treatment is making a difference.
Fewer deaths means fewer children orphaned by AIDS. Stanecki attributes the drop in large part to better access to effective treatment, so parents are living longer. In recent years, antiretroviral treatment has saved more than 2 million lives, but still it reaches less than half the people who need it.
But besides this, the good news of the declines in AIDS deaths and in the declines in new infections, we see that the epidemics continue to change in the different regions and that prevention programs are not necessarily keeping up with them, so that we need to focus where the new infections are occurring. For example, in Eastern Europe, in the past, new infections were occurring mostly among injecting drug users, but now we're seeing that partners of injecting drug users are becoming infected, and there aren't any significant programs that focus on preventing transmissions to these partners. Also, in just some generalized epidemics like those in East and Southern Africa, we have a fair number of people becoming infected over the age of 25 and among partners in stable relationships or married couples, and very few prevention programs are focused at that particular group. So in order to be more effective, in order to make a difference in the numbers of new infections that are going to occur in the future, we need to have re-energizing and refocusing of our prevention services, and it all depends on the situation within a particular country.
The UN AID report covers data taken over a seven-year period from 2001 to 2008, during which the U.S. pumped billions of dollars into Africa under the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, or PEPFAR. The program, which President Obama's administration has vowed to continue, has permitted greater access to AIDS treatment and prevention programs.
2001 is the year in which the UN Declaration of Commitment was signed. And since that time, yes, the United States has pumped in a lot more money through their PEPFAR program, and they are a significant donor in terms of prevention and treatment programs in sub-Saharan Africa. So, of course, they would be one of the key partners in that success story.
Though the UN AIDS report suggests a successful information program geared to adolescents, Stanecki points to a disturbing increase in infections among 25-year-olds and older. Just how concerned are researchers that young kids think that if they can survive to a certain age, they'll be immune to AIDS later?
Well, I think our initial feeling for focusing program on adolescents was that we had a chance of changing behaviors in the younger people, and that's why there was a big focus on the adolescents and the young people. But I think we have neglected the older populations, and while we are seeing some declines in HIV prevalence among the youngest people, we've forgotten that people still continue to put themselves at risk as they age, and we need to now change with the changing in the evolution of the epidemic to make sure that we're getting messages and prevention services to those people over the age of 25.
Well, I met up with South African Cardinal Wilfred Napier and asked him how his church is working to get the message across to young people, and especially to young couples.
The Catholic Church in South Africa, I know, is working to change the mindset of Africans, particularly males, where the family is concerned and sex. How is it going about that, and is it working?
I think it's a very, very hard job because the whole global ethic is against that. I mean, the individual is the one who decides. Now, how do we get people to understand the concept of the common good? That if you destroy or you weaken the common good, you're actually weakening your own place in society. Because tomorrow, the person that was defending you is going to be attacking you, and you've got no one to protect you. I think this is one of the areas where we as a church have to come out very clearly with our moral teaching. We have been, over the past while, it started off as a document to commemorate Humanae Vitae, the 40th anniversary of that. But it's now turned into a document on the whole area of sexuality, human relations, marriage, and so on. And we hope that that document will give us a good head start in getting people to understand what sex is for, its proper use and its role in creating real relationships that really enhance the value of the human person, the dignity of the human person. And I think we believe that that will make quite an impression.
And particularly faithfulness to one's
that's
partner.
Right. Yes, that's really it, yeah. I think the core thing is change of behavior is what worked in Uganda. We've got to do it in South Africa. And that means if you're not married, you refrain from sex until you are married. If you're married, you're faithful to your partner. And with those things in mind, we are encouraging movements like Couples for Christ, the movement that's come from the Philippines that really looks at the family in every aspect, the couple, the children, even the widows, those whose marriages have failed, divorced and so on. They all are catered for in a kind of a family-creating movement. Engaged Encounter, the young couples that are trying to encourage natural family planning as a way not just of spacing the births, but actually of improving the relationship between the young couple. For a while, I think the romance and all that carries them, but when the hardships come, very often they find that they're not able to communicate. Whereas if they have natural family planning as their way of relating, it does make a big difference in their relationship. And thirdly, I think there are other marriage movements and family movements that are still very small, but I believe that as we give them support and as they prove themselves, they will make an impact on society.
South African Cardinal Wilfred Napier.